Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, everybody out there in Barbecue Nation, good afternoon. What a lovely Saturday it is. I'm JT, along with Reynolds, the super producer here on the Nation. Today on the show, we're going to check with our old pal, Jesse Henry, and see how his competition is doing this summer in that tropical climate of Oklahoma back there and in the central states. And also today on the show, we're going to welcome my good friend, Jake McCutcheon from By the Wall. We're going to find out, what are the best as far as pavers and walkways that you can have for your own barbecue heaven or haven in the backyard? Safe, solid, and good looking to spruce up your pit and your grill area. So we're going to do that. So let's welcome Jesse Henry to the show. Jesse, how are you?
Doing really good. How are you?
I'm great. So you must be completely acclimated to the central states now. I mean, it's, you know, humid. It's either hot, humid, or dusty, dry, and cold. So, you know, it's not much different than living here in Oregon, right?
No, it's the exact same. it's great. You know, I mean, everything's air conditioned down here, so you're basically just doing the pedal jump. You know, you run to your car, then you run inside and do stuff. But, you know, and it's dry outside, so you can do plenty of stuff if you want to in the early morning and not get wet.
Sure. So tell us about your competitions. It's been a month or two since we talked to you. So how have you been doing out there on the barbecue road?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. You know, we seem to be, we hit a first place brisket in Arkansas here not too long ago. And we're getting ready to cook Woodward, Oklahoma next weekend after our break this week. We have our family, our tribe's powwow is this week. So I'm going to be cooking up some barbecue up there.
Your tribe's powwow?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You can say that when you're in Oklahoma. You don't have to be politically correct back there. That's one of the reasons I like it back there. How many are you going to have at the old tribe powwow?
Well, our tribe's small. It's about 3,000 people, so we'll probably get about 600 people, and then we'll feed, you know, at our family camp, we'll feed a couple hundred people. I'm cooking up some couple pork butts today just for that.
So, not to get off the subject, but what tribe are you talking about?
Ka tribe. They're in northwest Oklahoma.
Okay.
You know, used to be kind of, back in the day, you know, used to be centrally located kind of in the foothills of Kansas.
Right.
And so now they got our tribal grounds are on by Ka Lake and Washunga Bay up near Ponca City.
Took me a week to try to learn how to pronounce Ponca City one time. My wife's part Shawnee, and that's why I asked. So you're doing okay competitively. You're getting out there. What have you got coming up in the next, say, 60 days? Have you qualified for the Royal?
We did not this year. I think a little bit of the travel kind of put a damper in our schedule for that. So we'll not be, but we had a full slate. We are traveling to Oregon, back to Oregon for a week. My wife's running to the coast there at the end of August, and then we get a full schedule September and October of cooking every weekend.
Okay. So would you explain to our audience one more time, because somebody who listens to the show but came up to me the other day and said, oh, a friend of mine is going to get me into the Royal at the KCBS. And we tried to explain to him that you just don't show up. You want to go through that process a little bit for people?
Well, there's the Royal is a huge event. There's probably be about 600 teams, give or take 20. But basically each event is probably having, it's like private parties. So you get these wristbands to get in and go there. And because you can't really taste just random people's food, you have to be invited into a party. But the parties are huge. And usually if you know someone, you can get in. There's live bands, tons of food, catering and all that stuff. It's like the Mardi Gras of barbecue.
Sure. But what about qualifying to actually be in the competition?
Oh, to be in the competition, you have to, well, one, you have to win an event. That's to be able to cook the Invitational and the Open, because there's two contests. So the Invitation is only for Grand Champion winners, and usually that's the first day. That's Friday, Saturday. And then what you're doing is cooking against 100 by 150 other Grand Champion winners, so it's kind of like a World Championship in itself. And then the next day is what they call the Open. And pretty much you have to sign up in February to get your name and your team in there, because they only take, you know, repeat customers have priority. So just to get in is tough. You have to know somebody. And so that's where the 600 teams come from. You got an additional 500 teams in the Open. Usually that's teams from around Kansas City, and a lot of the corporations will host, you know, parties and stuff. And so that second day you're cooking against 600 teams.
And you obviously have preliminary go rounds, and then when you get back to it, you're going to come down to the finals. They don't pick the champ out of the first go round, do they?
Well, they do, because there's two cons. There's two champions that crown. One's the Invitational champion,
right?
And that's the first day. And then the next day, you're going against 600 teams, and it's blind. So it's a lot of luck involved to win that second day.
Well, you know, anytime you're out there competing against 600 teams, it's going to take a little luck like that. So it is,
yeah.
So what's the biggest thing you found so far? We asked you this about a month and a half ago, but I want to ask you again because you've had more time now. What's the biggest thing you've had to change in your procedure, if you will, your skill levels, now that you've moved to the Central States versus living out here and competing on the West Coast?
I think last time we talked a little bit just about changing the flavor profile. And now that we're kind of in the summer, the heat and the humidity, I've noticed a major change in just the way the meat cooks and reacts to that humidity. I'm having to cook it a little bit longer, take it a little bit farther in the cook. So normally, like, say, take brisket, where I was pulling it maybe at 203 to 205 degrees, you know, pro tender up there in Oregon, I'm having to take it to almost 210 or above and still being pro tender, because when you pull it out, what happens, all that moisture in here, the meat likes to tighten back up. And so if you're not going further and allowing to come back to where the right tenderness is, you're just not going to make it.
So did you learn that the hard way?
Yeah, I did. I did, because there's a couple contests where I was like, this meat's spot on, it's good, it's great. I got it resting, and it's just sitting there, and then I go to a slice that's put in a box, and it is, you know, stringy and tough, and I'm like, what is going on? I went to a couple cooks, and, you know, and then finally, you know, asked a couple guys, you know, hey, what's going on? And they're like, yeah, you might try to take it a little longer. So I tried taking a little longer next couple contests, and then finally figured out what it was. And I was like, this is humidity around here, because it's just so much moisture in the air. Just almost a false doneness when you're done.
Sure. Now, Jesse, really quick, we got about a minute left here. What do you got on the schedule after you get back from your coming back to Oregon for a week?
We'll be doing three competitions in Oklahoma and then one down in Arkansas. So we'll be kind of hitting the road here, hot and heavy here in September.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. We'll check back with you later in the fall and see how your whole year went. How's that?
All right.
All right. Very good. Jesse Henry, everybody. Used to be from Move the Chains out here, but now he's full-time barbecue competitor back in Oklahoma. I want to give you a little update here on something. The Columbia River Brewing Company today is having a fundraiser for the Columbia River Brewing Company is having a fundraiser for the Hollywood Senior Center. And what they're having is a hot wing cook-off out there, okay? And it's from 1 to 5, so even if you're listening to this show, you still got a couple hours to get out there and sample some of these hot wing cook-offs. This is benefiting, like I said, the Hollywood Senior Center. The 100% of the proceeds are going to the Senior Center, and they need to raise $850. And so when you go in there, they're going to ask you for a $10 donation, okay? So that's Columbia River Brewing Company out there. 1 to 5 today. Silver Stem Neighborhood is out there supporting at the Neighborhood Cannabis Medical Group out there. So there you go. That's what I can need. We're going to be back with my buddy Jake McCutcheon here on The Nation right after this. Don't go away.
It's Full Flavored Radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to the Nation, Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with Reynolds here in the studio. And before we get to my buddy here, Jake McCutcheon, I wanted to kind of give you some information like we do every week, and that would be our email address, barbecuenation@kxl.com, or recipes at KXL.com, or Reynolds, the Facebook.
I can't believe I get to do this again.
Facebook, every week.
Yeah, Facebook.com/BarbecueNation with JT.
There you go. Give us a like out there if you like the recipes and links we're putting on that for you. A lot of fun stuff happening this week, but I want to welcome Jake McCutcheon from, it's By the Wall, right?
It is The Wall.
The Wall.
Yeah, By the Wall works as well. It gets the point across. That's our website. That's
okay. The website. But your company is The Wall.
The Wall. That's
okay.
Correct.
There's a lot of walls going on there.
That is.
Okay. So, Jake, these guys, if you don't know it, I know you've heard their spots here on several of our stations at Alpha, but they work mainly with pavers, retaining walls, anything with stone on the ground.
Right. Yeah. We specialize in anything from your major retaining walls to your basic landscape walls and patios. Pavers have become a lot more popular as you've seemed to choose at your place.
Yeah.
We do stamped concrete, basic flat work, and things of that nature. But we're getting into a lot of other things as well. With the products that are coming out, it really is broadening our horizons.
So most of the people that listen to this show, Barbecue Nation, and is, you know, Bob and Eric's show that comes on before this around the house, a lot of these people are some semi-do-it-yourselfers. Which I do not recommend if you're doing pavers or that type of thing. But what I'm going to get to here, Jake, is they have a barbecue area. Everybody kind of dreams in their backyard, whether you live in the burbs or in rural areas or whatever, because I've lived in all of them. You want this kind of cool place in your backyard to do grilling, smoking, whatever.
Exactly. Like outdoor that. Living area.
Outdoor living area. Thank you for that. And but I think one of the things that maybe people don't think about is when they're doing that is when you're working with hot grills, hot coals, hot propane grills, whatever, you need to have enough room to keep people away from them after you've cooked something or in the process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then also enough area to work around them if you're building the space. So, you know, you can go out there and build a 10 by 10 or 12 by 10 or whatever you want, paver section. And you slap a grill on there and maybe a little table on the side so you've got your tools you're working with or food, you know, like that. There's not too much room left.
No, and that gets, you know, that's one of the things. You're limited to the areas that you have on
right.
your property. You know, you're fortunate you have a pretty large area that we were able to work with, but we were still able to get something that's going to perform exactly what you needed as well as give you more space for other activities. You know, we have designers that we work with that can come in and pinpoint exactly what you need and how you can set it up and give you ideas of what it's going to look like before you even get started on the project.
Yeah, mine was pretty basic because I already had the kind of the layout
Very
because
basic.
I knew what we were going to
yep.
do with it. But, you know, let's talk about safety for a second, too. Hot grills, hot coals, hot gas,
well,
you know, hot air if you're a radio personality, a lot of that. But you need that on the ground because more than once I have personally and have seen many times also – had a small fire that needed to be contained.
You? That doesn't surprise me one bit.
It was years ago. I was four when I first started doing this. And so, that's one of the things, too, I think people should consider pavers for.
Pavers, any kind of hardscape can really benefit, especially over the opposite, which would be a wood decking or even a composite decking, which still can melt and that stuff isn't easy to replace.
No, and it's great stuff. I mean, it is great stuff, you know, like Trex and that. But even the guys that were working on the deck there from Dan Williams, they said, you ever seen what happens when you try to melt this stuff? It has to get one really, really hot. I mean, you're talking, 3,000-4,000 degrees or something, right in the center of a bonfire, if you will. And then it just kind of turns into this gooey mass, but never really goes away.
No, and it won't.
Yeah.
It's going to stay that way forever. But
yeah.
Pavers and stamped concrete, things like that, you really get a lot of benefits. One, you can pressure wash it all the time and keep it nice and clean.
Sure.
Sealing it also helps. That's a big thing. In your situation, I wouldn't recommend it just due to the pavers that you chose.
Right.
That's definitely one of the things that's a benefit to the hardscapes rather than a wood deck or just grilling on your grass, as I've seen several people do.
Yeah, there are, you can buy, fire proof and fire retardant sheets of stuff. And also in the old wood stove days, they had these kind of sheets of asbestos based things.
Oh, that's great. Asbestos.
But we didn't think about it in those days. But you could slip it behind the wood stove and put it there and protect the wall with it. Not your wall, the wall.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to protect ours.
Yeah. So, I mean, but there are still products like that if you go to a wood stove store or a pellet stove store, you can buy those. And I've seen people put their barbecues on that. And it works. It kind of makes a dent in the grass,
right?
Like that. And if you're really conscious of that stuff. Anyway, so what do you do in your backyard?
Well, right now I'm in the process of moving. So I'm going to start with a clean slate on my next house. But right now I do have a poured concrete slab. I didn't do anything fancy, just poured a slab and put my barbecue out there and then have a separate fire pit area for entertaining.
There you go. We're going to take a break here, but first I want to say hello to a couple of our affiliates, KPNW in Eugene and KACI in the Dalles and Hood River. I appreciate you being with us here on The Nation on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. Do a little more Beach Boys as we go out here in a couple of minutes or a minute or so and do that. But I want to say hi to also all the affiliates down the line, because I choose two every week to say hi to because we're kind of spread out.
Pick a few more than that.
Now, well, I don't want to give the whole list, but we do want to say hi because we have a lot of listeners all around the state and in Oregon. And now we're going to be moving into parts unknown going north. How about that?
Very nice.
Yeah. All right. I think I hear some music. Is it time for Reynolds? Okay. Let's do some music here. A little more Beach Boys, and we'll be back here on The Nation in just a minute.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand.
Hey, welcome back to The Nation. That would be Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KXL in beautiful downtown Portland. I'm JT along with Reynolds and Jake McCutcheon here from The Wall today. Jake's moving, so I can't grill him as hard, no pun intended. About his barbecue skills, but he will be doing the lightning round here in a couple of minutes. That's pretty good.
I'm interested to see how this is going to work.
You're interested to see how this is going to work? Okay. I want to kind of incite you again. I kind of stumbled through it the first time. Columbia River Brewing today is having a benefit for the Hollywood Senior Center out there. It's a fundraiser, and it's a hot wing cook-off. And it's between the competitors are the Columbia River Brewing Company and the Silver Stem, which is a cannabis joint out there. It's a $10 donation. You get to eat the wings. The public gets to vote, and 100% of the proceeds go to the Hollywood Senior Center. So there you go. That's from 1 to 5. So if you're listening to the show on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, you can still make it out there. And so we always do the kind of charity stuff here, Jake. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. So what I want to ask you is, do you cook at home? Do you
Absolutely.
Do the cooking?
Well, I do the grilling.
You do the grilling?
I do the grilling, yeah.
You don't do any the insight?
I'll do a little bit here and there, but I have a fantastic wife who does most of that for me. She likes me on the barbecue. You know, I've learned from a few experts. I'm trying to get some tips from you, but you keep them all secret.
I don't talk much.
No, not much. not when you're on your back porch, at least.
No. I'm pretty quiet about that. But I'll help you out.
I appreciate that. I could use some tips.
Yeah. So when you, if I said you, and you do, you have unlimited access to pavers and things, and you're going to build your own perfect backyard grilling center, if you will.
Yeah.
Sans the whatever grill you want, whether it's charcoal, gas, pellet, what have you.
Right.
But what would you do? How would you do it?
Well,
let me add one more thing. Sorry to interrupt you. What would you look for when you're doing this in the terrain in your backyard?
Well, the terrain has a big part of it as far as the layout. Now, if you're going to do something just a barbecue station, I would essentially go with just a small pad similar to what you have, something where you can throw a table and a grill on. If you're wanting to do something a little bit more of a party scene, you know, I'd recommend maybe going a, you know, 10 by 15, 10 by 20 with a couple of seating benches, maybe a small little fire pit in the center. And, you know, you could go even bigger than that depending on how many people you
Sure.
have. I would recommend pavers over concrete, though. I really would for a grilling station. I'm not saying for a back patio per se, but if you really want to grill on it, you know, that sealer on that stamped concrete can wear off if it gets hot.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is once you put concrete in, you're pretty well committed.
Absolutely.
You know, pavers, you could actually take them out and change them.
You can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
You could change the design if your wife or...
That's the big thing right there is changing the design. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to change it, you know, make sure that you kind of keep it within the realm of the paver you've selected already.
Well, and you want to make sure it's kind of matching. I mean, I'm not trying to tell people how to landscape their backyards. That's not why I'm here. But
you have good taste.
I learned a lot by watching you guys and how you do this and how you make it fit. And I don't mean just, you know, square to square type thing, but I mean how you make it fit into the contour of the landscape for what the person wants to accomplish.
Well, and in your situation, we did have that one side closer to where we were bringing the material in
right.
that we had the elevations were a little off, and we had to kind of go over some options, and you picked the right one. Everything worked out just fine.
Yeah, great, yeah.
You hopefully don't have any issues with it now.
No, there's no issues like that, but it's really good. And I can, like I said, I think it's wise for people to actually... If they're going to be serious about grilling or smoking or barbecuing, and if they've got the room, I mean, even if it's for one small, you know, Weber kettle grill,
yes,
but have something like that as far as a safety factor out there.
Safety factor, and, you know, the comfort is a huge thing in that as well. You know, you're not only having the, you know, the security of not catching anything on fire. Well,
that's a biggie.
Yeah, that's a huge one. But
that's a biggie.
The cleanup. You know, it's a lot easier to take a hose to it instead of some rags, you know.
Okay, well, before we get on to the lightning round here, I want to say something about our friends from Smokehouse Products, i.e. Bear Mountain Forest Products. I've got, holding in my hand here in the studio, I've got their brand new smoker box. And it's a little, what would you say that is? Probably 5 inches square, something like that.
Yep.
Okay. What you do is if you've got a gas grill or a charcoal grill, you put your smoker chips in this. You can wet them down or you can do it dry. You put them in this. It's got a nice vent that kind of looks like the old radioactive symbol, doesn't it? You know, like
it does.
That where it was a shelter and put your head under the desk and kiss your ass goodbye in case the bomb came. But anyway, that's what you do on this. And we're going to start giving one of these away per week here on the next few weeks on The Nation. So all you need to do is send me a recipe. At recipes@kxl.com, and I'll pick out the winner. And in the mail, you will get this smoker box from our friends up at Smokehouse Products, i.e. Bear Mountain Forest Products. So, okay, there you go. We're going to talk about that again in a little bit. But let's do the lightning round with Jake here, shall we? We got some tunes? Here we go. Mission Impossible theme. Okay. Jake, what's the best part of your job?
The coworkers.
What's the toughest or worst part of your job? The coworkers.
I'm actually going to go weather conditions.
Weather conditions. Okay. What's your favorite food to barbecue?
Ooh, I would have to say any kind of wild game.
There's not much fat in it.
No. There's not. No. Which I enjoy sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's great if you cook it right.
That's true.
when it's lean and it's got the taste in it. What barbecue skill took you the longest to master?
Getting a pellet grill. No, I would have to say, temperature per side with cooking on charcoal. That was the hardest thing for me.
That is the hardest. I really think for people who, especially fancy themselves as a purist in the barbecue world, and they want to cook on, lump charcoal, not the briquettes, but the lump charcoal, it's tough to learn that. You're gonna fry a few things, so to speak, and turn them turn them into shoe leather. But once you get it, it's really good. It's really good. Which of these would you rather barbecue? Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, a Christmas goose, or the Easter bunny?
Ooh, Christmas goose.
Okay, don't say the Easter bunny because kids are listening.
Pretty upset.
What does the best day of activities contain for you outside of work?
Fishing.
Which type? Trout? Salmon?
Salmon.
You go to the coast or you do in the rivers?
Both.
Okay, cool. Is there anybody you know who should not barbecue or grill?
Brandon, who was working on the project with me.
Yeah?
Yep. Should not touch a barbecue.
High temperatures are not his forte?
Not his forte.
Okay.
He needs a pad to grill on as well.
Yeah, If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you decree?
Jeff Tracy for president.
Oh, God, there you go. That Donald Trump, me and him, what a team. Wouldn't that be something? Yeah. Do you have a favorite barbecue book or any book about food that you like?
No, I don't. I honestly can't say I've ever picked anything up like that.
Okay.
Well, I should.
Maybe we'll help you out with that, too. Dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill or a barbecue?
I watched my uncle fill a propane grill up and hit the igniter, blow the lid off of it. That was probably the most interesting.
Did he leave his hair on?
Oh, he lost his eyebrows.
Did he?
That's about it.
Yeah, bending over, stuff like that. Anything with natural gas or that. Even when I turn on my stove at home and it's gas and you hear that click. I always just kind of rock my head back.
Go back just a little bit.
Well,
you got to remember you turned it on to high before you walk away from it.
Yeah, that's right where it starts.
Exactly.
It doesn't start on low and builds up. I mean, it comes on.
Comes right on and you leave it for a minute.
Okay. Worst concert you ever attended?
Brad Paisley.
Really?
Yep.
Disappointed in that?
I would say it was all the other guests that were around.
Okay. But
it was still a good time, don't get
me wrong. What was the first thing you ever grilled or smoked?
Probably be deer steak when I was a young kid.
You're a big hunter?
I am. Yep.
Big hunter. Okay, for someone new to the barbecue and grilling game, what would you recommend them to start with?
Well, I got that new pellet stove or the pellet grill, and I have to say that makes it pretty easy for anybody to go with.
Yeah, it does.
That's pretty nice.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds left here. So Led Zeppelin or Tom Jones?
Led Zeppelin.
Okay, cook kale or poi?
Cooked kale.
Okay. Cadillac or Prius?
Oh, Cadillac.
Okay. You're a true American there, buddy. All right. We're going to be back here with Jake McCutcheon from The Wall on The Nation. A couple other things before we wrap up this week in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leaves them on a wild goose chase. You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace. You have fun, till her daddy takes a teeter away. Fun, till her daddy takes a teeter away.
I love the colorful clothes. It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to the Nation. This would be Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. And KXL in beautiful downtown Portland. I'm JT along with Reynolds, the super producer, and guess
Jake
what?
The Wall.
Yeah. Jake from The Wall. We're having fun here. A couple of events this weekend you might want to attend to, besides the one this afternoon at the Wing Festival out there at, Columbia River Brewing. We've got the Crawdad Festival. You ever been to the Crawdad Festival in Tualatin?
I have not, but I've heard it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Have you ever seen a crawdad eating contest?
I have seen them. I have not participated in a actual contest.
Yeah, I did once actually in Tualatin about 20 years ago.
How'd you do?
Oh, not good.
Not good?
I mean, I wasn't competitive at all because I was laughing at these guys. We had a bunch of bikers and stuff there. And they're all nice guys, but, you know, they're basically ripping them apart, sucking the meat out, sucking the guts out, and it was just like, they just kept going. And, I mean, I probably did in whatever the time limit was, 3 or 5 minutes or something like that, I probably maybe got 15 or 20 crawdads eaten. And I used
you were probably using the garlic butter and your little fork. And,
yeah,
you know, enjoying the thing.
Being quite polite there. And these guys just had a mound, you know. Anyway, we got that. You got the Oregon International Air Show out in Hillsboro and Summerfest at the Rice Museum. And don't forget, again, the fundraiser for the Hollywood Senior Center out there. They need to raise $850, so go out to the Columbia River Brewing Company and participate with their buffalo wing eating contest. So, Jake, recommendations for people. Again, last thing before we wrap this show up.
As far as just a basic pad or a full outdoor living area?
Well, you tell us.
Well, I mean, a basic pad, I would highly recommend, you know, your hardscapes. That's my number one recommendation. And go with the pavers. If you're wanting to do an outdoor living area, I highly recommend sitting down with a landscape architect, going over your options, and kind of going through there. We do have one that we work with very close. We can bring him in anytime. But give us a call, and we can definitely give you more ideas of what you can do with that landscape area you've got already. You know, if you've got big terrain, you may have to put retaining walls in if you got to do some excavation.
Sure. Well, and I think, you know, even before they call you, they can look online. They can look in a lot of these landscaping magazines and stuff and get some ideas and then see if they're actually feasible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, just look at your area. And I highly recommend people for something on this nature to really go with what they want to see out there, not anyone else's idea. Because we come out, we put it in, and we leave. You have to live with it forever.
Sure.
So,
and as far as my recommendations for pavers and that, if you're going to use gas, which most gas grills are way up off they're elevated up like that. Charcoal or lump charcoal, one of those, you know, grills, they're all great grills, but have something underneath them.
Absolutely.
You know, even your pellet grills, I've got my Black Holly pellet, you know, and like that. And it's safe. I mean, that's a ceramic dome, you know, so it's
very
not,
nice.
It's very nice, but still something can happen. So just be safe because you're messing around with, you know, 300 to 500 degree temperatures.
Oh,
And, you know, in little kids and all that stuff.
Anything can happen.
Yeti could show up and be thirsty.
That's always going to happen.
That's always going to happen. You tell him.
Especially at your house. He'll show up anytime he's told to.
Yeah, okay. Real quickly here, a couple of KCBS, Kansas City Barbecue Society. If you're headed to California this weekend, you've got down at Huntington Beach the ribs, pigs, and watermelons. Also, if you're heading back or a little further north at Clayton, California, you've got the rib cook-off down there. That's a competitor series. And Rossville Tall Corn Barbecue Festival in Rossville, Kansas. I don't know anybody that's going to Rossville this weekend, but you never know. They have that. Okay, we're going to wrap up here this week. Jake, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thank you very much, Jeff. I look forward to seeing you again.
And we'll put all your website and all that links and all that good
beautiful stuff.
Beautiful.
Yep, buythewall.com.
Buythewall.com. We'll do that. And we want to thank our buddy Jesse Henry for taking time out of his day and giving us an update on what's going on back there. That's always good. We've got McGarian's on deck and Bushlack's back in the hole. Remember, everybody, turn it, don't burn it. Check out my website at thecowboycook.com. We will see you next week on The Nation. A little more Beach Boys to end up the show with. Take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is managed skillfully by Reynolds in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX, the one with no windows. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least, that's what we believe. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.